Good morning, everybody. It's so great to see all of you guys here today. And I'd like to thank you again for joining us for Crosspoint's first Christmas program. Wow. Everybody has worked so hard these past few months, and they're so excited to sing for you this morning. To open up the program, we're going to have the preschoolers come on up, and they're going to sing for us Joy to the World. And then the adult and children's choir, we're going to present to you our program, Hope for the Ages.
Thank you.
shepherds, to the star that shone so bright, to the sky so filled with wonder, to the brilliance of his light. Let my eyes see past a baby to redemption he would bear. Let me see into a manger, see a Savior waiting there.
Glory. Boom. farthest thing from a silent night. Unexpected world, unexpected light. Unknowing souls find a destined place. The scene is set for a birth of grace. The farthest thing from a lullaby, the voice of God in a baby's cry. The greatest gift from heaven's throne. Through a mother's pain comes our only hope. Heaven's King gave his son away, a cost so great that he alone could bear my cross and redeem my soul.
We give you honor, we give you glory, our Prince of Peace, who came to stay. We kneel before you.
Thank you.
you didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now?
Oh,
Well, that was quite an experience, wasn't it? Powerful. Thank you, Jennifer. Well done.
Thank you, choir. Thank you so much. Thank you, kids. Well done. So proud of you. That's such a great, great job. But we have so much to sing about this season, don't we? Incredible amounts. Christmas is more than just kids singing choir songs, which is powerful and we appreciate it. More than just presents around the tree, which can be expressions of love to one another. More than pretty lights and beautiful trees and nice outfits. As we know, it's about Jesus Christ, and it is love, that's right. That's right. We're talking about what a beautiful name. What a wonderful name, what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus, which is the name that is above every name. The only name given by which we must be saved. Last week we talked about God's communication to Joseph. In the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to look at the passage in which God communicated to this young girl the name that is above every name. Now, this name was first heard on earth, spoken out of the mouth of an angelic messenger named Gabriel to a young girl named Mary in a backwoods little town named Nazareth. Now, this girl was to be married to an upright man named Joseph, who was a descendant of a great king named David. Now, this young girl named Mary, who was indeed highly favored, was told that she would conceive a son by the power of the Holy Spirit, and he was to be named Jesus. The angel went on to explain to this young girl named Mary that this name of Jesus means, and who is this son given to her, that he would save his people from his sins. The angel said this in Luke chapter 1, verse 32. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. So this announcement of this son, he will be great. And this is true. Who knew that a boy born in a distant nation over 2,000 years ago would be known and proclaimed and revered and worshiped throughout all generations and all nations? His name is greater than all the names that have ever been given to humankind. Now, even though he has not written any books, his words are read by billions. Even though he did not own anything of value, he possessed everything that was created. He had no influential friends, but he is the greatest of all influencers. He was crucified like a common criminal and buried in a borrowed grave. And he is the only one who overcame death itself and offers life to others. The one who cannot change changes everything. He is the greatest of all those that have been given the name Great. He is greater than all of those. This proclamation, this prophecy from the angel, from God himself, said that this son, Mary, this child to be given to you and to all of us, his name will be great, and great indeed is his name. And we have so much to proclaim and sing about the name of Jesus. He will also be called the Son of the Most High. Now, he will not be just known of the child of Mary with this man, Joseph, to watch over him. He will be known as the one and only Son of the Most High. Now, can you imagine if you were Mary and you heard this message from this angelic being saying that this son that was going to be conceived in your womb was going to be the Son of the Most High? It would have taken your breath away. That this person born in her would be precious and unique like no other. And the Holy Spirit, through the pen of Paul, and this was read for us this morning, describes this one, Christ, saying that he is the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus, not created, but existed before anything was created. And he is supreme over all creation. For through him, God himself created everything in heaven, in the heavenly realms, and on earth. He made the things that we can see, but he also made the things that we cannot see, such as thrones and kingdoms and rulers and authorities in the unseen world. Now, everything was created through him, and everything was created for him. Let that sink in. He existed before anything else. And he holds all creation together. This was not any ordinary child. This was the promised one, the great one, the one whose name is above all names, the one to be called the one and only begotten Son of the Most High. He came as one of us. He came to his creation. Everything holds together because of him, and everything, including you, are for him. So if you want to see the Father, the invisible being, we only need to look to the Son. He is the true image of the Father who existed before all things. He's above all things. He's beyond all things. And in him, all things hold together. He is completely unlike us as God, and completely like us as a human, yet without sin. This name we're talking about and announced, it was also told that he will be given the throne of David. And if you were a good Jewish person, you would have understood what that meant. In the angels proclaiming about this son, and let me tell you, Mary, about this son. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High God, and he will also sit on the throne of David. This is the one we've been waiting for. Barry, it's here. He's here. This promised son, sitting on the throne of the great king. This king will be so much greater and more faithful and truer than the one king. This child, Mary, this child's cross point. This child is the true king. He will be over Jacob's descendants forever. This great king will be not like any other king who is here for a time. And just like all other kings, is born and then die and then passed on the succession to another. No, this king will be different. He will be king forever. His kingdom will never end. The pure, the righteous, the true, the holy, who will never spin things, who will never misrepresent, who will never lie, who will never cheat, who will never steal. Unlike all of our leaders, this king will reign forever. So during this season of Christmas, and with the pretty lights and with the presents exchange and with the nice outfits and with the gifts, let us celebrate the true king that we sing about, this son, and do not lose sight of the son. We're told in scripture time and time again to what? Fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and now sits at the mighty right hand of God the Father, and who will come again for you, and who will reign eternally in the glorious kingdom. And we have been given an invitation to receive this. Now, I know some of you are visiting today because your kids or your grandkids or your sister-in-law's kids or some of your family members are here. So glad you're here. My hope is, and our hope is, that you would gain more than some good Facebook photos. That we together would remember what the season's about. And so the hope is that our hearts would be full of the true reason for this season, that is about Christ. Think about this name, this wonderful name, this powerful name, the name that is above all names. The name can be and should be ours. So as we go, and we're going to sing Silent Night, no, we're going to sing O Holy Night together and end. I want us to, and I want you to, and I'm going to pray for us, to think about and focus in on the name that is above all days. Who is Jesus? Not to me, not to us, but who is he to you? Will you acknowledge his great name? Exalt his great name. Receive him all as the Savior for your sin. So God, we do thank you for this glorious day. God, thank you for the songs we experienced together. Thank you for the truth of your word that was sung, which was spoken. We're grateful for this. And God, we ask that this hope that came to all men would light the fire of our hearts, number one. And God, that light, that flame would extend to our family, to our loved ones, to our children, to our grandchildren, to this community, and to the places who have not yet heard the name that is great, powerful, and wonderful. God, we also think of those who are suffering this day because of the tornadoes that ripped through our nation. That as we are enjoying and rejoicing today, they are still searching for loved ones or grieving deeply this day. God, we ask, Father, that you would draw them especially close today. Be close to those families who this Christmas will be full of grief. Show your goodness to them. Help them to renew their hope. You help them to grieve and rebuild. Thank you, God, that you are the hope of the world and that your kingdom would never end. And we look forward to your return, Lord Jesus. We declare our faith this day again to you. We renew our faith again in you. We put our faith in you, perhaps today for the first time, that you are the great King and the reason that we sing. We give you praise, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Let's rise up as we sing our last song today. O Holy Night. Lord God, this holy season, Lord, might we look to you, God, fully, and turn our hearts to you fully, God. We need you, Lord, now more than ever. Have your way in us, Jesus. And we all pray together in Jesus' name. Amen.